Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guest today is Dale Miller at the Marion County Extension Office, here to discuss some spring planting and getting ready for the warmer seasons. Dale, thanks as always for talking with me today.
Good to be with you.
Well, first of all, I'm going to knock on wood and say spring is here. They always say that, you know, it could potentially happen anytime or it gets colder, but things are finally starting to warm up. What kind of things do residents need to be thinking about and doing to our lawns and gardens this time of year?
Well, there's a lot of things you can be doing this time of year. Those things you didn't get done earlier, that probably should have been done. You know, cleaning up gardens, kind of getting the lawn in good shape. Of course, we've had enough warm weather and moisture. The lawns have really started to jump. But still, you can probably do some cleanup and raking. And if you're already starting to mow, which I know a few people are, you know, make sure your mower's in good condition. Think about what height you want to mow at. Usually early in the year, you want to mow 2 to 2.5 inches in height. If you let it get really long, like 3.5 to 4 inches, and you don't want to mow off too much at one time.
Sure.
But sometimes the spring growth is pretty uneven, so it's hard to avoid that a little bit. But if you can mow at that 2.5 inch, 2 inch height, early in the spring, early summer, it'll also help thicken up your lawn because the grass will tiller, and so the cutting kind of encourages that. So
sure,
you can actually help thicken your lawn a little bit. You don't want to cut it too short, but try to do that good cutting height. And a lot of people have been calling about overseeding, you know, what to seed, what to do. They have some dead spots, they have some weedy spots. So good time to be getting those things taken care of here while it's early and we still have good growing conditions coming in the spring.
Sure. And what about fertilizers? Should people be treating their lawns this time of year?
Yeah, this time of year, oftentimes you want to be putting some fertilizer down, usually with a crabgrass preventer if you've had a crabgrass weed problem. And normally about late April to the 1st of May is the time to do that. Kind of depends on the temperature. Crabgrass is a warmer season weed, and so it germinates a little bit later. So you need to have the preventative down before those weed seeds get ready to germinate. Now, one of the signal plants we kind of look at is the forsythia bush, and sometimes you'll see those bright yellow blooms out there, and I have noticed a few of those around. So that means it's probably any time now through the end of the month is a good time to get that crabgrass preventer down along with your lawn fertilizer.
All right. And I know when we talked this winter, you mentioned that, you know, anytime people can go through and brave the snow and go out and not prune their trees and stuff is a good idea. But for people who didn't get out to do that, should they still do that this spring?
Yeah, they should still do some pruning, especially if you've got some damaged limbs or you got limbs that are going to be in the way. You know, try not to get too severe as we, because the sap's starting to flow in those trees. And so you can still do some pruning. If you've got some major pruning to do, you may want to look to postpone that more to the dormant period. And then certainly with oaks, we don't recommend pruning them here during the growing season because of some disease transmission problems. But yeah, do some minor pruning. Go ahead and get that done, and that'll help the tree out as well as you, especially if you're trying to mow around some low branches.
Sure. And how are things looking as we start up spring? You know, it wasn't too severe as far as winter goes, not a ton of snow or not too many, you know, freeze-thaw cycles, I guess, or a lot of ice. How are things looking?
Really looking pretty good. It's nice to have a little milder winter compared to the one last year. I think everybody wants to forget it.
Right.
And so, you know, we're off to a pretty good start. Got some moisture here recently, and that's really going to make things pop. And so really, we just need to continue our slow warm-up. You know, the extremes where we jumped up to 80 degrees, that's not really good for the plants. We may get us excited about warm weather, but for plants, we'd rather have a gradual warm-up and then have some kind of normal spring rains where we get a half inch or an inch of rain, and then we get some sunshine. And
sure.
So that's what we'd like to see.
Right. Very cool. Anything else you'd like to add?
I might add that if you're transplanting shrubs or trees, or make sure you dig a nice hole, the proper size hole, and do it right, get it at the right depth. Don't plant it too deep, which is the most common problem we see. So keep that in mind as you're thinking about planting trees and shrubs here this spring.
Okay. Thanks, Dale.
You're welcome.
Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIAKRLS.